This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Executive Chairman of Chesterfield Resources, Martin French. Hello, Martin.
Hi, good morning, Mark.
And good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks.
So it's the first time that we've spoken, Martin. First time talking with Chesterfield. So I believe you're a fairly young company and you're exploring for copper in Cyprus. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We're basically, we did a reverse takeover 2 years ago for a copper gold project in Cyprus. And we've actually expanded that project. We bought quite a lot more license areas. And so I've essentially spent sort of last year working on developing quite a large range of targets, about 30 targets. And we are now right at the cusp of diamond drilling this. So it's kind of, this is kind of a really important period for us coming up.
Okay. Now, Cyprus, it's not often we hear about mining explorers in Cyprus. Looking at your presentation, it looks like it used to be quite an active mining jurisdiction. Is it still the case today?
No. I mean, it was very big in the sort of from the 1920s, but particularly in the 60s and 70s post-war. Mm-hmm. And then the Turkey invaded Cyprus in 1974. And it was quite an active kind of battle zone where the mining area was. So basically mm-hmm. the whole thing stopped. And for various reasons, it never got going again. So it's a big brownfield site, but it really hasn't been explored properly for about 45 years. And that's where the opportunity is for us.
Right. Okay. And what is Cyprus like as a jurisdiction to operate in?
It's very easy. I mean, Cyprus used to be a British administration. And so the law's based off English common law. Lots of people speak English. They drive on the wrong side of the road like we do. But it's quite a sort of an Anglophile type of place. It's part of the EU. It's got very good infrastructure, et cetera. So actually, it's a great place to be operating.
Okay. And where are you at the moment then in the exploration process? And what sort of projects have you got?
Well, we're focused on one of our kind of main project areas, which is about 100 square kilometres, mm-hmm. Which sounds big, but actually it's 10K by 10K, which means that all of the different targets are within about a 5 kilometre radius of each other. So they're all actually quite close. And we finished our kind of target development work last year, and we're about to start drilling. In fact, we've drilled a few holes when COVID struck. So we've had a bit of a hiatus, but we're picking up from where we left off. And we've been drilling. It's a kind of two-stage type of drilling exploration program because we're using something called a percussion drill to drill the first kind of range of holes. And the percussion drill is a very sort of cheap and cheerful way of taking a look at what's going on underground. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to locate where the deposits are, and then we follow that up with diamond drilling, and the diamond drill tells us kind of what grade we're looking at and the exact kind of thickness of the deposits.
And what sort of deposits are you looking at, Martin?
Well, they're called VMS deposits, which is quite a sort of well-known type of geology sort of around the world, and particularly in this kind of neck of the woods. It's on what's called the Tethyan Belt. And the thing to know about these deposits is they occur in kind of clusters and kind of groups. And if you go on site, there are lots of old mines. And people often say, well, there are so many old mines, surely everything's mined out. But these mines are only mining deposits which they found on surface through surface expressions. Mm-hmm. And in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have the technology and the general know-how to look for deposits which were not outcropping on surface, in other words, buried underground, but not necessarily particularly deep. So with VMS, when you have a lot of mines on surface, you know pretty much for sure you're going to have a lot of deposits buried just underground, and those are the deposits we're going for.
Okay, and how are you determining where the deposits are? What kind of surveys are you doing?
Well, we've done a lot of mapping, a lot of geochemistry. We've done some geophysics. We're going to do some more geophysics. Say we've been using this percussion drill to start testing our various targets.
Okay.
And that drilling's been pretty successful. We've drilled 6 targets so far with it, and the first 3 targets all came in, which is actually a very high strike ratio. 3 out of 6 is really very good. Mm. And then actually 2 of the targets we drilled most recently, we encountered quite a lot of mechanical problems with the drill. It was going through very difficult ground. And so we didn't actually reach the target horizon depth. So those targets actually remain untested. We're going to have to go back and look at a new way of drilling them to get down to the depth. So we've had 3 targets which have hit and 3 targets which we've drilled but remain untested.
Okay. And I noticed as well that you have strong indications of gold in your license area. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, during the COVID lockdown, we took the opportunity to take another look at the gold content in our license area. As you know, gold started to tick up during COVID. So that made us want to have a closer look at it. And we found there's a lot more gold there than we thought. We'd done some drilling a couple of years ago and found more gold than we expected. And I think part of the reason is that during the 60s and 70s, when the Cypriots were mining very actively, the gold price was still very low. It's pegged at $35 something like 1/50th of the price now. And so they weren't really looking for gold. It wasn't commercial. And also, they didn't have the assay techniques we have now to identify gold at sort of 1 or 2 grams a ton. So even if they were looking for it, they didn't know how to find it. And all that's changed, obviously. And we found gold actually already in 5 locations on the license area. And we're sure there's a lot more. And also, it's a particularly clean quality of gold. It has very few impurities. And that makes it very attractive for smelters. So copper's the main event for us, but gold is very much a strong credit. And I think that's great at this time, obviously, because the gold price is so strong.
Okay. Is it common to find gold amongst exploring for copper?
Yeah, copper and gold often go together, but it depends on the ratio. And it's worth people understanding that the gold isn't found discreetly from the copper. It's found in the same deposit. So it kind of comes out in the same concentrate. But the smelters, they like it when you have a very clean clean quality of gold.
So is it quite exciting then that you've found some gold?
It is. Well, it certainly adds something to our kind of portfolio of metals. And I think the good thing about the current state of the markets is that both copper and gold are strong. You know, and copper is strong for a different reason. I mean, it's strong because there's a lot of demand from China, and we think there's going to be a lot of demand from the rest of the world coming up. There's all these stimulus programs going into kind of clean energy, and anything clean and green involves electricity, and anything electric involves copper. So we think there's going to be kind of robust copper demand going forward. And obviously, gold is slightly more speculative and everybody has their opinions on it. But I mean, the outlook generally for gold is pretty good. So that's a really good add-on for us.
Okay. Now, a bit of news from the company recently is that you raised £630,000. Can you tell investors how you plan on spending it?
Yeah, we're going to spend it very quickly, is one answer to that. So, you know, now that sort of, you know, the COVID restrictions have eased somewhat, we've flown in 3 geologists from the UK, and that complements our 3 Cypriot geologists. So we've got a relatively big team out there. And we've did a bit more percussion drilling recently. That stopped so that they can get ready for the diamond drilling. They've got a lot of work, preparation work to do. But the diamond drill, we should be in about 2 weeks' time. And then we're going to be drilling simultaneously with the percussion drill and the diamond drill. And kind of the diamond drill, we've got 6 holes lined up. It's about 1,000 metres. And then we're going to do another 1,000 metres. And that we've kind of deliberately kept flexible to see what else the percussion drill comes up with. But we've got plenty of targets we're going to hit. And it's going to be a really busy period through September, October. There's going to be, you know, a lot of news flow coming through. As you probably know, you know, when you drill a diamond hole, it takes about a month to get the assays back. So, you know, even though we've drilled a hole, the sort of the news doesn't start coming through for a month or so. But there'll be news coming through from the percussion drill too.
Okay. Well, yeah, it sounds like you're going into a very active phase. And I look forward to catching up with you again as and when the results come through.
Great. Okay. I very much look forward to that.
Thank you very much, Martin, the Executive Chairman of Chesterfield Resources.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.